Wes Anderson movies are a definite thing. Take his set design, earnest, quirky, and obsessive. Every shot is a consummation of painstaking detail. The camera is straight on, elements are arranged at meticulous right angles with uncanny symmetry, color palettes are precise and constrained. The same fastidious care is given to the choice of songs for his soundtracks. Anderson shows us how closely music can be integrated into the concept and design of a movie, because stock wallpaper music would never work for films that have the strangest wallpaper you'll ever see. Every Wes Anderson film has a montage where his earnest, quirky, and obsessive characters work past their awkward nature to find love, accompanied by an old and forgotten guitar-based pop tune. For his latest, Isle of Dogs, he's found a doozy. This song, I Won't Hurt You, is some far-out 1967 vinyl from an obscure group with the most self-explanatory of names, West Coast Pop Art Experimental Band. I dig the human heart sound as a replacement for drums. It's earnest, quirky, and obsessive. Strangely perfect for the sequence of a boy wandering the countryside in search of a dog's love.
It's golden and brilliant without illumination.
A lot of his tropes could be criticized as affectation, but Anderson's crate digging elevates his storytelling as well as the music he discovers for us. Don't ever change, Wes. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.
I won't hurt you, I won't hurt you, I won't hurt you. Rainbow, how good it is to know your lightning. Strike me with your lightning. Bring me down and bury me with ashes. I want.